Good morning. Welcome. My name's Brandon. You ready for this fire?
Yeah.
Downward dog. The initiation period of being a power yoga practitioner. Come as you are, not as you'd like to be or how you think you should be. Come as you are. How you are right now is perfect, a good beginning point. Acceptance. Drop your head towards the ground. Open your eyes. Set your feet about hip-width distance. You can play around with that, maybe a little wider. Consider sliding your feet back 3 or 4 inches. Adding that space between your hands and your feet is empowering. And what's empowering is that it can establish a physical space where there's room to shift right to left, front to back, but it's stable. Spread your toes across your mat. Maybe consider adding another inch or two front to back. Where your body meets the floor, that's the foundation. Be intentional creating the physical foundation of the pose. Open your eyes. Set your gaze to one point. Let's generate power yoga breathing together. Inhale. Exhale. You want the sound to come from your throat. Inhale. Exhale. So pull the air in, press it out, lift your right leg up to the sky. Bend your upper knee, move your upper leg to the left. Because it's a simple breathing practice, empowerment is going to come with making choices that are going to keep the body on your mat well-breathed. Bring your upper foot to the floor, lift your left leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee, take your upper leg to the right. You could bring your elbows or the bottom knee to the floor. Pull your belly to your spine. From your core, walk to the front of your mat. Make your feet touch each other. Bend your knees and lace your fingers at your lower back. You can use a yoga strap. It helps create space. Lengthen your spine, breathe in. Wrap your arms over your head. Open your eyes. Let your senses get flushed out. Good food for the brain, oxygenated blood. So pull the soft air into all those tight areas in the body, into the shoulders, the back of your legs.
You're okay with assists.
All right. Bring your hands to the floor. Ground your feet in your mat. Stand up. Lift your arms above you. Fan your fingers apart. Bring your hands to your heart center. One ohm. Look up. Reach your arms above you. Breathe in. Bend your knees, bow forward. Inhale, flat back. High plank. You can bring your knees to your mat. That's one way of diluting the intensity so you don't go into overwhelm. Shift your weight forward and come halfway down low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Fan your fingers across your mat. Be intentional, pressing the index and middle finger mounds through the rubber of your mat. The finger mounds are where the fingers meet the palms. You want to work mind to body with accuracy. Breathe out. Push your finger mounds down through the rubber of your mat, like really. Look up to your hands. Walk or jump forward. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, bow forward. Sweep up. Bend your knees. Bow down. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, high to low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Set your gaze to one point. Doesn't matter what I show up onto the mat with, whether it's an injury, whether it's heartbreak, whether it's like an ecstatic energy. My gaze cuts through all that stuff, puts me right on the middle path. And whatever shows up on the path, whether it's energetic, psychological, physical, use that as fuel for the fire. Breathe in, breathe out. That's where the artistry of the class comes in. Walk or jump to the front of your mat. Inhale, flat back. Bow forward. Thunderbolt. So how am I going to use what's going on in my life to bring me to my edge and I can have a breakthrough in perception? Lift your toes up. Take your weight back into the center of each heel. Let's consider this. Our way of being is our foundation for the whole practice. Our way of being. Be courageous. Sit down another 6 inches towards your mat. Shift your vision up and breathe in. Bow forward. Flat back. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior. Step your right foot forward. Drop your back heel to your mat. Stand up. Now be intentional, creating the physical foundation of the pose. And be up to something bigger than yourself. Come out of the posturing. Set your gaze on one point. Remember your feet. Lift and spread your toes. Remember your hands. Fan your fingers apart. Shift your vision up. Take a huge breath in. Bring your hands to the floor. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Remembering we're right here, right now. Living on purpose. Being deliberate. Place your feet. Be stable. Be ready now for a shift. Take a huge breath in. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. All right, you don't have to think about anything. You don't have to know anything. You don't have to like it. You just be here. And be a yes. What is that? Be a yes. Discover that. Remember, it's your way of being. This is the foundation for the whole practice. So let's be moved. Breathe in. Breathe out. Move the air, and it'll move you. Look forward. Jump to your hands. Inhale, flat back. Bow forward. Thunderbolt. Pull the air in and sit low. Bow down. Inhale, flat back. Low plank. Upward dog. Downward dog. Warrior, step your right foot forward. Root down. Inhale, go up. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Root. Inhale, rise. Exhale, low plank. Up dog, down dog. Breathe in, breathe out. Walk or jump to your hands, flat back, bow forward. Thunderbolt, breathe in, exhale, bow. Flat back, low plank. Upward dog, downward dog, warrior, step your right foot forward. Stay conscious, see where you're going. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog, warrior, step your left foot forward. Root down, inhale, go up. Look up if the neck's healthy. Low plank. Up dog, gaze forward or up. Down dog. Breathe in, breathe out, jump to your hands, flat back, forward bend, thunderbolt, bow forward, come halfway up, low plank, up dog, down dog, warrior, step your right foot forward, root down, go up and back, stretch yourself, low plank, up dog. Down dog, warrior, step your left foot forward. Come out of the box, beyond the borders. Low plank. Up dog, pause for a moment, pause. Down dog, lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee, flip your dog. Side plank, spin your heels to the right. Take your left arm to the sky. If you bring your bottom knee to the floor, you might get more by doing less. You might get more by doing more. Drop what you know and listen to your breath. Your breath will create the space where you can tell the truth. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Crescent lunge. Step your right foot forward. Prayer twist to the right. Set up your feet. Be stable. Be intentional, creating the physical foundation of the pose. It's where your body meets the floor. Five, you can add blocks. You could add binds. Four, keep your gaze steady. Three, two, warrior two. Extended side angle. Wrap your upper arm around your back. Set your gaze to one point. Use your breath to move you. Be a stand for setting your gaze on one point. Practice that. Five, practice pulling the air in, assisting the in-breath. Four, three, two, low plank. Up dog, down dog. You okay with assists? Yeah. Lift your left leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee. Stay here or flip your dog. It takes courage to move out of your comfort zone because you have to confront some fear. And the way to confront fear first is to unblock the chest. High plank, spin your heels to the left, take your right arm to the sky. You know, these two poses, balancing on one arm, send a surge of energy right through the center of the chest. Wake up the hands so that power line is open. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. You're fine. Step your left foot forward, crescent lunge. Prayer twist to the left.
Take child's pose if you need it. No problem. I'm going to get you a towel.
Five. Four.
I got your back.
Three. Tighten up your back thigh muscles. Pull them in. Press down. Lift up and spin it. Warrior two. Extended side angle. Half bind. This is a tremendous heat building sequence. Five. In order to build fire, metabolic fire, keep your gaze steady. Otherwise, the heat leaks out. Four. Three, more air. You want fire to be hot. You got to pull that oxygen in. Drop your hips 2 inches closer to your mat. Breathe in. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. All right, breathe in. Empty it out. Jump to your hands. Flat back. Bow forward. Thunderbolt. Bring your hands to a prayer. Twist to the right. This is a perfect physical fitness sequence for purification. Look down at your toes. That way you can relax your brain, get out of all the doing, and just be here with this intensity and this pressure and this heat that's rising. You need a powerful seat to study this life-transforming heat that you're building. And it's not just your 2 feet, it's your gaze steady. I spend a lot of the time with my gaze on my foundation. If I shift my vision to the ceiling and my neck doesn't feel good, I'll bring my gaze right back to the floor. Keep your neck neutral. Five, the lateral sides of the neck, keep them long. Four, so tilt the sitting bones back, press your collarbones forward. Three, lift your chest away from the front of your thighs, sit down another 2 inches, take a full breath in. Ragdoll, fingers to toes pose. Flat back, breathe in. Bow forward. Massage your fingers with the strength of your big toes. Pin them down into your mat. And then put your big toes to the test. Try to pull them off the floor. Little by little, straighten your legs, lean in. Open your eyes, relax your jaw. Let go of your toes, crawl. Five. This is good core strength and conditioning. Three, press the inner edge of your feet together. Get the inner heels. Look forward. Two, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Jump up your hands, flat back, forward bend. Thunderbolt, prayer twist to the left. This is one of my main training grounds. This pose, twisting chair, twisting thunderbolt, where I practice getting comfortable in discomfort. Exercise in faith. Stay in the course without knowing the course. Just staying it and trusting whatever arises is fuel for the fire. It tests our commitment to what's most important to us, this capacity to stay with discomfort. Look, not pain. You want to make a distinction between pain and discomfort. Right here in the middle of all this, you develop that sensitivity. Lift your toes up, about 10 counts. Turn your inner ankles back. This is good detail work. Press your outer ankles towards the floor. Take your shin bones back, your pelvis down, and your collarbones up. Five, the chin to the chest a little. Four, three, two, ragdoll. Separate your feet hip width, gorilla. Walk your toes past the crease of your wrists. Bring your belly or your chest to your thighs. Lengthen your spine, breathe in. Go slow, lean in. Feel the interface of your palms and the soles of your feet. And then meditate on your legs, your arms. And close the loop with your mind's eye. Up the back body, around the pelvis, down the back of your legs. Lean in, relax your neck. Take your hands out from underneath your feet. Crawl. Five. Four. Three. Two. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Look up your hands and jump forward or walk. Flat back. Forward bend. Press down and go up. Reach up. Eagle. Bend your knees. Wrap your right leg over your left leg. Wrap your right arm under your left arm. Five. Calibrate so the tension's perfect for today. Four. Three. Bend the bottom knee if it's possible if you're not working with injuries. Two. Sweep up. Eagle. Five. Four, three, pull these in, good, two, sweep up, eagle, five, be with your gaze, there's nothing to think about, four, nothing to fix, three, perfect, right in the middle, two, sweep up, eagle. Your work is to balance effort and ease. It's not something you think about. You feel your way into it by listening to the breath. Drop your hips 3 inches closer to your mat. Breathe out. Sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it. Breathe in. Empty it out. Standing leg raise. Balance on your left leg. Lift your right knee up and make it square. Stay here or extend your upper leg in front of you. As you get the strongest ankles in the world. Take your upper leg to the right, gaze to the left. Breathe. Bring your upper leg forward. Lift your arms above you. Pull the air in. Airplane. Are you holding your breath? Can you feel the air entering? Exit the nostrils. Half moon. I always have blocks set up close by. Sometimes I'll subtract a block, I'll add a block to the foundation. Stay here or half bow. 5, a claw. 4, tight. 3, look up. 2, ragdoll. Bring your hands to the mat. Walk your feet together, stand up. Lift your arms above you. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out, breathe in. Empty. Stand on your right leg. Lift your left knee up. What a clearing. Equanimity. Right in the center. Whatever arises, we're unmessable. So we have a staying power. Take your upper leg to the left, gaze to the right. Bring your upper leg forward. Lift your arms above you. Breathe in. Airplane. Half moon. Half bow. Five. 4,
I'll bring another one.
3, 2, ragdoll. Bring your hands to the ground. Walk your feet together. Stand up. Take your arms above you. Bring your hands to your heart center. Empty it. Breathe them. Clear it. Standing bow. Lift your left arm up. Get a hold of your right ankle, your right shin. Right foot. Soften up the muscles in the feet. 5, little by little, progress. Forward and up, not down. 4, move your upper leg towards the sky. 3, towards the back of the room, little by little. Go forward, go up. Exit with ease. Standing bow. Aim. One thing. So all it takes is for the eyes to move around and there's disintegration. The eyes steady, integration. 5, 4. See how the upper leg disintegrates from the center line, pull into center line. 3, pull your belly to your spine. Press down, go forward up. Bring your upper foot to the mat. Standing bow. There's little knots of resistance or tension along the path that need to be experienced with a sensitivity. And we don't experience a sensitivity by rushing or hardening up. Stay receptive. Firm up your thigh muscles. 5, balance, control, surrender. 4, shift your vision up. 3, where attention goes, energy flows. Go up, 2. Awesome. Exit with ease. Standing bow. Your foundation, okay, the physical foundation, where your body meets the floor, and then your way of being, the foundation for transformation, to be relaxed, to be committed and courageous and disciplined here. 5, moment to moment to moment. 4, adding tension, subtracting tension. 3, pull the bow back more. Hold aim, stay true. 2, good, all right. Tree, bring your right foot to the inside of your left thigh. Put your hands in a prayer over your heart center. Integrating from the skin into the muscles, into the bones, the halves of the body into the center line. Lift your arms to the sky. Locate the heart center like a ball of fire right in the center of the chest, and that feeds the awareness of your hands, of your feet. And pull your belly to your spine, another ball of fire right in the belly. Press down and go up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Lower your upper foot to the mat. Tree, balance on your right leg. Just the felt experience of heat. And moving this heat and this awareness to the center of the body. First, the center line. Lift your arms to the sky, the level of the skin. Mm-hmm. Now pull your belly up to your spine, to the bones, to the backbone, a muscular lift, the lower abdominals up to the lumbar spine. From that point, press down, go straight up, look up, breathe in. Gaze forward, bring your hands to your heart center, lower your upper foot to the earth, reach up, breathe in. Bow forward, flat back, low plank, up dog, down dog, warrior one, step your right foot forward, warrior two. Straighten your legs, triangle. It's our way of being what we stand for as human beings that makes us do the work of breaking up with the old foundation. Five. With our old way of being in triangle, we're just hanging out, performing a pose. Four, to an experience of coming apart and rebuilding, each in-breath, each out-breath. Three, of being moved, each in-breath, each out-breath. Now breathe out. Stand up. You go further out a little bit. Face left, take your arms high. Lower your right arm by your side, bind your shoulders. Breathe in, bow forward. Map out the bottoms of your feet. Lift your toes up. Now, ground the four corners of the feet in the mat. That's the big toe mounds, the baby toe mounds, the inner heels, the outer heels. Spin your inner ankles back. That helps ground the four corners of the feet in the mat. Lift your toes up. Press the outer ankles down. Spin the inner ankles back, the outer ankles down. Now, lift your kneecaps up, your thigh muscles up, and breathe in. Empty it out. Lean in. Ground down, stand up. Face front, pyramid. Twisting triangle. Five. Go longer. Four, press into the mat. Three, or the blocks, lengthen your spine, lift up and spin it. Two, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Warrior two, we're doing great. Straighten your legs, hinge forward, triangle. Have a breakthrough in triangle. Get 6 inches of space more between the feet front to back. And if you need to subtract from there, that's good. Five. More. Four. Affirm out. Three. Fingertips, come up on your fingers. Two. Stand up. Face right. Take your arms high. Lower your left arm by your side and bind your shoulders. Breathe in. Bow forward. Lift your toes up and spin your inner ankles back, your outer ankles down. This is what we would call doing the work of connecting to earth. You know, as sorcerers or people who source their energy from nature, we work with these attributes. The pelvis is like water, so tilt the pelvis up, and then you'll feel that stream move down the back into the brain. Take your hips forward. Feel that flow downward. Breathe in. Empty it out. Your head on the floor. Root down, stand up. You want to bring your feet closer. Face front, pyramid. Get to the earth. Feel the bottoms of your feet. Move your feet around until you're stable. And you can feel the fluidity, the water quality in your joint systems. Maybe the front knee's bent. Pelvis is always flowing towards neutral. Now get more air. Make it lengthen your spine. Your in-breath, lengthen your spine. Twisting triangle. Keep the flow of your breath. Five. Four. Feel that fire line from the tailbone to the crown of the head. Three. Lengthen your spine more. Press down. Go up and twist it. Two. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. High plank. Lower to your mat. Four, three, two, one. All right, acknowledge yourself for showing up and being here on your mat this morning. Flip your head to the other side. You know, if that's one thing we gain from practice is self-care, just being with ourselves. Even if it's difficult staying on the mat, just being with ourselves. We develop the knack of developing self-compassion. This is just the beginning, just showing up and being with ourselves. It can go real, real deep and transform your whole life. Clasping hands at your lower back. Accepting yourself just as you are. Pull everything to the center. On your in-breath, press down and come up. It's not resignation, too. Five. Four. Tighten up your thigh muscles. Three. Lift your thigh bones off your mat. Two. Come back to the mat. Bow. Pull your thigh bones to center. Move your shin bones back. When you're in your power and bow, the thigh muscles are burning. Five. And you're breathing. Four. Sitting right in that fire. Being unmessable. With three. Two. Come back to the mat. Bow. Pull your thigh bones to center and come on up. Man, the courage it takes to have some heart-to-heart conversations. Without this practice, some of those conversations that we need to have, we'll never have. Five, till we feel the value of unguarding. Four, and not defending. Three, and just being right here, feeling what we feel. Two, come back to the mat. Up dog. Down dog. Camel, bring your knees to your mat. Stand up on your knees and flow. Five. It's all about your foundation, your willingness to open your heart. Four, feel the ground underneath your feet and your knees. Three, from your core, press your feet in the floor. Take your hips forward. Two, down dog. Camel. Five. Four. You can feel it from practice doing back bends, this film, an energetic film. Three. Start to melt away in front of the chest. Two. Down dog. You see how they splay out? You want this here. So you're going to bring them in a little bit. Maybe a block will be good. Bridge. Lay on your back. Press your feet into the earth. Lift your hips off the mat. Five. Lace your fingers at your lower back. A little miracle, a physical miracle happens when your shoulder blades get really close to your spine. Three. The shoulder blades push the spine to the chest and there's an awakening in the back of the heart, that whole region. Two. Come back to the mat. Wheel. Ground your feet into the floor. Put your hands on your mat outside your shoulders. Maybe recreate the foundation, the physical foundation. Press down, come up. Remember why you practice. However you do that, remembering why you practice. Remembering what you're up to as a human being. Five. The true foundation. Four. Three. Two. Bring your chin to your chest. Come back to the mat. Wheel. Set, press the floor, come on up. See, when you have that in the fabric of your being, remembering what really matters, you can disrupt yourself from drifting off and getting caught in the rigor of the practice. Three, two, exit with ease. Or the resistance that shows up when we're growing. How many more we need?
Three.
Okay. Ready? Set? Press the floor and come up. That's it, James. Five. Four. So good for the soul. Three. Press into the mat and go up. Two. Come out. Crazy with that. Okay. All right. Ready? Set. Wheel. Be a yes for all poses. That might mean that you do bridge, but you're in action. You're a yes for practice in yoga. Five, yoga's a verb. Four, three, press down, go up. Two, bring your chin to your chest. Come back to the mat. All right. Let's do the best one we've ever done in our life. Ready? Set. Press down, come up. When I say the best one we've done in our life, I'm referring to your way of being, of approaching the practice. 10, all heart, commitment, courage. Stay with. Use your legs. Push into my hands, Maria. 5, push into my hands with your legs. 4, 3, 2, come out. That was so good. You got it. Good job. Yeah. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Splay your knees apart. Close your eyes. Acknowledge you invited this moment. Just learning how to be with it. Somehow, deep inside of us, we think the next moment's going to contain what this moment doesn't. This is it. This is as good as it gets. I remember when my teacher said that, I was like, really? Is this as good as it gets? And then as I got older and wiser, I realized this is as good as it gets, and this is real good. Feel the body in the mat. Like, what do you want? Straighten your legs. Take your arms back. You know, sometimes you don't feel good right now. Maybe you haven't been in the heat in a while, or you haven't practiced in a while, or you had McDonald's this morning. Oh, my goodness. Did you have McDonald's? No? Okay. Do people still eat McDonald's? Chick-fil-A. They do. They eat Chick-fil-A? Oh. Just hearing that makes me sick. I'm sorry. Pull your knees into your body. Rock from side to side. Dead bug. We start connecting those dots pretty quick when we're hungry for self-awareness, how our body is food. And the fuel we experience on the mat is the food we're putting in our bodies. And it's the relationships we're participating in. You know, are the relationships life-giving, or are they sucking life out of our body? Is the food we're eating medicine, or is it poison? It takes a lot of vulnerability and opening up and inquiry to be a stand for this way of looking at your life. Looking at all these little nooks and crannies that would never open up unless you stopped, you looked, and you really listened and felt. Let's do some core work, pranayama. Let go of your feet. Straighten your legs. Now, prana means life. Yama means to regulate. So we're going to regulate the flow of the breath and move to it. All right, lift your shoulder blades off your mat and clasp your hands at the back of your head. Breathe in. Exhale, come up. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Can you lift your shoulder blades off your mat? Like really to make a huge difference. If the neck is injured, or if you have any injury, then just work with what you got. But tell the truth. About 10 more counts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sit on your forearms. Lower your legs 30% towards your mat. Lower your legs 60% towards your mat. Lift your head and shoulder blades off your mat. Lower your legs 2 inches from the ground. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift your legs up. Pull your knees into your chest. Get on your bicycle and flow. There's a difference if you ever watched a bird flying and then soaring. You want to experience this movement of soaring in the body. Or like, you know, I'll leave it at that metaphor. Lift your legs up. Sit on your forearms. Lower your legs 30% towards your mat. 60% down. 2 inches from the ground and go right to left with control. There's a distinct space you're moving from. It's not the legs. It's the waist or the core, the region of the core. Come to center and do crossovers. Make the legs really tight. Legs of steel. Come to center and do some cross-country skiing with big strides. 5, 4, 3, 2. Lift your legs up. Pull your knees to your chest. Twist. Take your knees to the left. Bring your chin to your right shoulder. Close your eyes. Breathe in, empty it out. Bring your knees to center, over to the right. Bring your chin to your left shoulder. Surrender to gravity. Breathe in. Empty it out. Come back to center. Pull your knees into your body. Grab behind your thighs. Rock and roll 3 or 4 times. Get some momentum. Vinyasa, down dog. Half pigeon, lead with your right leg. Take any adaptations that you need to take. If you need a block or anything, ask me. Now open up, cool down. Drop right into our experience of being right here on the mat in a body that's breathing. Feel the floor. It's different than having your attention drift to thoughts or mental images. Different to bring your attention to your forehead on the mat. And locate where the forehead's, where the pressure is from the ground, that point where the forehead meets the ground. Feel that. Bring your whole awareness to that point. Take your arms forward. Unclench your hands. Unclench your jaw. Take your mask off. Relax the muscles in your face. Be conscious of your lips. Inside the mouth, relax the tongue. Might want to add a little tension to the throat and a little muscle energy to assist the diaphragm, pulling the air in and push the air out a little bit. About 10 counts. Home, right here, earth, right here, 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 now. A moment-to-moment creation. There's a whole shift in your constitution, physiology. When the air comes in, And you know what? You'll breathe in default mode where the air will come in just to the upper third of the lungs. You got to get hungrier and pull the air in. When you experience the shift over and over again, you'll get hungrier and hungrier for breath. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Down dog. Half pigeon, lunge your left leg forward. So locate. So your eyes are closed, and this is why it's important to practice drishti. When our eyes are opened, we're conscious of setting the gaze at one point and bring our whole awareness to that one point. With our eyes closed, there's a certain a pulling quality from the focal point in the pose, and that's the left hip. Can you bring your drishti to your left hip? And like an archer would aim an arrow at a target, aim your in-breath for the left hip. And can you feel the breath expand throughout the whole body from the focal point, throughout the whole pelvis, the legs, the feet, the shoulders, relax your shoulders. Yeah, get that. I know. Push into my finger with the baby toma. Oh, five more counts. You okay? Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Double pigeon. Did you get a little space in there? If it's not fun for you to stack your shins, you might still want to do it, but if you're not going anywhere and it feels like you're up against rock, maybe cross your shins and support your ankles. The important thing with your hip open is that your ankles stay neutral. Otherwise, you put the knees at risk. So flex your feet. No matter what variation of double pigeon you're in, lean in, bow forward. That's it. Let's breathe together. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Take a huge breath in. Empty it out. Sit up. Switch legs. Flex your feet. This will give you connection with that direct line from the feet to the pelvis. Relax your neck. Close your eyes. Send that life-giving energy, the breath, right into the pelvis. Find the target. Bring your whole awareness to that point. Watch the breath. Let it enter. Move it right down into the body, into the focal point. Breathe in. Breathe out. A few more. Breathe in. Empty it out. One more. Take a huge breath in. Empty it out. Lean in. Let it go. Sit up. Seated forward bend. Just the heat alone, the external heat, the internal heat, melt a lot of tension, holding patterns, karma from the body. Literally just postural habits, holding patterns. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. Inverted tabletop. 5, 4, 3, 2, come down. All right, lay on your back, waterfall. You can do shoulder stand, you can do headstand. You don't want to learn headstand or shoulder stand today. If you ever practice, do it here. This is a good time. Otherwise, do waterfall. So important we move the blood around the body into all these tissues. Rejuvenate our brain, our heart. It's a major reset. You know, just like the heat burns away postural tension and postural habits, there's a corresponding thing that happens in the mind. And yoga refers to them as samskara. Things that happen in our past imprint on our mind, body, and our soul. Just like a fingerprint would be formed in hot wax, right? And then the wax dries and that fingerprint is still there. Yoga teaches us how to burn that samskara, to create heat so we can start fresh. It's the experience of leaving practice and having a clear vision, like not holding on to grudges. In fact, I don't think there's been many classes where I haven't walked out and had a complete shift in my perception. You know, whether I got in a tiff with my mom in the morning or with my partner, or if I was really aggressive on the road. I'm aggressive on the road after yoga too, so. But, you know, you begin to see the potential of who you can be and who you don't want to be. You know, the default way of being we've created in life from pain and suffering. You get this in your life, some freedom, vitality, and power, and our attitude shifts. We start wondering the people we can be. You can take your feet to the floor, curl your toes under. You bring your knees by your ears. This is why I love practicing in the morning. Because in the morning, you're most impressionable. You really begin to see cause and effect. You begin to see how your words land on you and other people, how the food you're eating is either giving you energy or sapping your energy. You begin to see. We develop prajna. It's wisdom. Clear space. Bring your pelvis to the floor. Pull your knees into your chest. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Drop your knees out to the side and close your eyes. True medicine, good medicine, meditation, moving into stillness. It's not passive, it's not dull. You are alert, conscious, receptive, and unguarded, fully in your senses. When you drift off, get lost in thought or mental images, see that. That's prajna. Seeing that and returning right here to the body that's being breathed on your mat. Fill up your lungs. Open your mouth, let go. Be still and listen. Breathe in. Empty it out. Roll over onto your right. Keep your eyes closed. Sit up. Put your hands in a prayer over your heart center. Sit up straight. Let's clear our space. Take a breath in. Empty it out. One ohm. Bring your prayer hands to your forehead center. Take a breath in. Together we say, Namaste. Peace. Good work. Excellent. All right. That's how you be human. Go have a beautiful day, okay? Go get water, get some salt in your body, some electrolytes. When you stand up, stay on your feet. Spray your blocks down. Do it really neatly. I'd appreciate it. And the mats and the yoga towels go in the hampers, okay? And the straps. Hang them up by the long part, okay? So they're not messy. I'll see you guys soon. Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.